Before the concerns and responsibilities of globalization, there was a simpler world that modern society often recalls longingly. Even baseball stadium architects draw on the past when building new facilities. New ballparks are smaller and more intimate. Builders in Western New York are taking the nostalgia trend to extremes, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There are over 200 so-called recreation teams in this country playing 19th and early 20th century baseball. Some play on specially made fields, but none fully recreates the old-time game. In July, that will change at the Genesee Country Village and Museum outside Rochester, New York. The 19th century interpretive site will open an authentic wooden baseball stadium circa 1870. Historian Jim Mosgraber says it'll be staffed by people portraying characters of the time, such as a game announcer with a megaphone and the 19th century version of the beer man.
People going through the crowd hawking refreshments like ginger beer and beef jerky and so on.
There'll be a special section for unescorted young women, although 21st century gender mingling will be allowed. It'll cost about $200,000 for the stadium and for the handmade uniforms volunteers will wear when they play a much different game than today's. Pitchers throw underhand, and umpires can fine players for swearing, spitting, even scratching. Tom Goldman, NPR News.